The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, greetings. And nice to be here with all of you. And I feel kind of cozy sitting here. This is the second time I've sat down here to meditate in this hall today. 6 o'clock, there was a meditation with the group that's here, which was very nice. And now with all of you, thank you for being here. And one useful definition for mindfulness is that it's being undistracted. And why that's useful is that it doesn't imply that we have to do anything except maybe let go of our distractions. And then we are there, aware of whatever is left. So to let go of distracting thoughts, let go of thoughts that interfere with being aware, and then be aware in whatever way remains, being aware of whatever arises. And without any choice. Whatever arises in the present moment in awareness is allowed to be there. And this kind of way of understanding mindfulness is supported by the idea that that we're present for whatever arises easily. We're not looking for something or trying to make something happen or trying to penetrate deeply into the nature of reality. We're just very simple, lightly, calmly, receptively, easily, with ease, whatever comes. And it can be a little bit easy to be impatient or feel like it's not enough, because after all, meditation, mindfulness, Buddhism is pointing to, you know, all kinds of fantastic, great states of meditation and attainments and all kinds of great things. And so, I mean, that's what's important. And just something ordinary, like just whatever comes, arises in awareness, may seem like it's too ordinary. But it's not ordinary, because most people live their lives distracted. And and the continuity of this ordinary, easeful, undistracted state leads to great freedom. It is a kind of a freedom in itself. So, to begin with a posture that has a little bit of intentionality in it. If you're sitting in a very relaxed way on an easy chair or some other posture that's very relaxed, see if you can do a small adjustment that adds a little bit of intentionality to the posture. It could be sitting up a little bit straighter. If you're meditating laying in bed, you might stick your forearm, point your forearm up towards the ceiling. The upper arm can be flat in the bed, and so at a right angle, the forearm points to this up. And that's a little bit more, requires some intentionality. And then gently close your eyes. And without much more preparation, what in your experience, here and now, arises effortlessly or arises easily? What is easy to be aware of here and now? And as you're aware of whatever is easy, is there any momentum, movement in the mind to wander off in thought? A kind of wandering off where that eclipses present moment awareness. A kind of wandering off in thought where we lose touch with being easily aware. Aware of what comes easily to us here and now. And if you do find yourself moving into distracted thoughts, you might just use the phrase or the word undistracted. Or maybe like a question or a reminder to open again in an easy way to be aware of what's easy here. What's left when you are undistracted? For now, there's nothing else you need to do. You don't have to focus on the breathing. You don't have to have something that you're focusing on and trying to stay with. Just come back to this simple place where you can be aware of what appears easily in awareness. And if there's commentary and judgments about anything, that's also a pull away from being aware easily. Staying close to this undistracted place, being aware of what comes into awareness easily, you might notice that the mind sometimes settles on certain experiences. Other times, there's a shifting sensations that are coming in. Almost like the mind just moves between things and floats. And all kinds of things are appearing, shifting. Undistracted, and then you might let awareness be more centered on the body breathing, becoming aware of whatever sensations of breathing arise easily into awareness. As you return to undistractedness and being aware with ease for whatever is easy, easily comes to awareness. Whatever is easy about the breathing. Is there any tranquility, calm or peace? In that easeful awareness, distracted, what remains when you're undistracted? And what is it like to be aware of that easily, with ease? And if whatever is occurring here for you is uncomfortable or painful, physically, emotionally, mentally, what might it be like to know it with this easeful awareness? Whatever is painful, whatever is dukkha, let it appear, let it arise easily into awareness without becoming distracted by it, without being pulled into commentary and stories. Undistracted awareness of the challenges that arise simply and easily here and now, the here-ness of them. And in the simplicity of awareness, might there also be a tenderness or warm-heartedness, a compassion, that vibrates or is awakened in the ease, in the calm, as part of easy awareness, calm awareness, easy compassion, easy tenderness, a kind-heartedness. And now, as we're coming to the end of the meditation, bringing to mind someone in your life who has challenges of some type or other, and in these last couple of minutes, bring them to mind and see if there can be, for a couple of minutes, a simple, light, easeful sense of care, compassion, tender-heartedness, kind-heartedness, not a doing so much as what can arise when we're undistracted, And may our ability to be undistracted as we go about this suffering world allow for our capacity for simple compassion to be present and available. Always ready to wish everyone well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free of their suffering. May all beings have their burdens and oppression lifted. May all beings be free of their afflictions. May they get well. May all beings be safe of harm. May all beings experience peace, not war. May all beings be free so they can breathe easily, smile easily. Care easily. May we all care for each other. Thank you.